All right, Ryan Johnson joins us. Ryan, folks, the movie is Chasing 3000. It's an excellent movie about the great Roberto Clemente. Ryan is the producer of it. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you,
nice
Marty.
To have you here. Tell us a little bit about the movie and how it came about. You got some big stars in the film.
Absolutely. And first of all, honored to be here. And I'm a lifelong Giants fan. I grew up spending summers at Candlestick Park, so it's and a big fan of the show and everything. So, and also just want to wish my father, who to give credit for being a Giants fan, a happy birthday.
All right. Very, very good.
Happy
What's
birthday.
Your dad's name?
John Johnson.
John Johnson, happy birthday to you. Very good. Let's give him a round of applause for John.
Stick your hand up there, Johnny. Raise your hand, John. All right.
And as far as the movie, I was first pitched this when I was at Mandalay Pictures, which Peter Guber, your
sure.
owner of your Warriors, was my boss. And Bill Makita, who it's about, it's based on a true story about his adventure with he and his brother when they were kids. And I absolutely loved the story. And I said, Bill, this is an amazing script, and you really got me, and there's not a chance that we're going to make this movie.
Really?
So good luck with it.
So how did he even make a movie? I mean, look, obviously a million movies are made, but when you've got to do it, it's a daunting task. It's money
Absolutely.
Involved. It's a cast involved. You're a baseball fan.
Right.
The subject is Clemente, two brothers crossing the country. Now, how do you even put this into practice?
Well, and as a, you know, the studio system is very global now and very internationally driven, and so a baseball story is very hard to make. And so I then left and started a company called Pretty Dangerous Films, and Bill comes walking into the office one day and he says, "Do you remember me? I had the story about Clemente." And I said, "Absolutely. I love that movie. Let's make it.
Really?
And so we sat down and we mapped out a whole plan to basically hop in an RV and get a picture card, cast a couple cool kids, and, you know, do the whole road trip reenactment. And then we started casting and we landed Ray Liotta. And so all of a sudden things changed significantly and the scope of it changed significantly. And then we went off to Pittsburgh to do a lot of the bookend part of the show. And then began what became a really crazy process. And we wound up getting a tremendous cast. We tried to cast a lot of people that had been in iconic sports movies. And then we were accepted at the Tribeca Film Festival where... we had screened five different screenings, and the best being a five, we received 1-4, and all the rest were fives.
Wow.
Everybody absolutely loved the movie, and it really caught a nerve. And we released in 15 cities, and then we had a couple of our distributors went out of business, and so the rights reverted, and thankfully, and so we're relaunching it now. And then last fall, we were honored at the Baseball Hall of Fame, and we're on the wall there in the movie section, which was a tremendous honor, and just really a movie that catches anybody who's a baseball fan, but let alone, you know, anyone who ever had a hero or a brother or their mother. It's just something that really grabs the heartstrings, and an endearing story about these guys, true story, where they basically they grew up in Pittsburgh, Clemente being their favorite player, of course, and then they moved to L.A. because of the younger brother's heart condition, and on the eve of him breaking the record with a few days to go, they steal mom's car, they go drive across the country. Obviously, she's freaking out, finding this out, and mayhem and adventure ensue every step along the way. And, you know, I won't give away the ending,
right.
But you know how the,
right.
the hit goes. Right. And then, you know, obviously everything that had followed from there. And so that's it. And I can tell you this, that anybody who has ever liked a baseball movie, this if it doesn't make your top 10 list, I'll give you your money back.
Well, see, he's downselling it now, whereas we got to upsell it, because when he came out here, he said it would make my top five.
Oh, and
in terms of baseball films. So don't be too modest. Great cast.
Oh, I was offering the refund. I had to be a little bit more conservative.
Right. Well, what is in your top five of baseball films? Where is this? Give us your top five and where this would fit in.
Well, by far, this is number one.
Well, the modesty is... Now we're getting rid of the modesty here. I got you.
Yeah, that natural and Bull Durham
are
good
little
movies, too.
Sure. And
Field
this
of Dreams, obviously.
Field of Dreams. Is this kind of a real... I don't want to use the term sappy, but Field of Dreams, out of all those, would probably be the most emotional. Major League would probably be the most comical.
Sure.
The Natural would be the most, I don't know, the most... Just the soundtrack and the score.
Most epic.
The most epic good one. And... for the love of the game, maybe the most nostalgic. Where what kind of film would this fit into? What kind of category? Where would that fit?
This will. It's not the comedy, okay, but it will definitely get you from nostalgia. It'll be from most heart, from most emotional. It'll be right there with Field of Dreams. You've got to. You may want to keep some Kleenexes near.
Right.
And it is that touching, and I've seen enough audiences choked up over it to know that that's not just my opinion. And anyway, it's available on Amazon now. There's going to be a Hall of Fame re-release version on DVD that's going to hit for the holidays, and just something that it's a family film that plays for everybody. I mean, showed it in a room from 5-year-olds to 90-year-olds, and everybody loves it the same. And it's not a cartoon, and so it's rare, and it's a special movie that's out there. And I've made a lot of these, so I know when they are good to really embrace it and really find their audiences. And this is your listeners are the target audience. Everybody who's a baseball fan is going to love this. And, it's my job to get it to him.
Yeah, good gift for the holidays, Pat.
Absolutely.
I love the cast because I'm a huge Ray Liotta fan. Goodfellas, right? That's one of the best gangster films of all time. And Lauren Holly, Dumb and Dumber, I mean, it's just a beautiful...
He was in Field of Dreams, wasn't he?
Uh-huh. Ray Liotta? Yeah, he played Joe Jackson.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
He's got experience with baseball. And then the Culkin kid, who's one of the leads, right?
Yeah, Rory.
Yeah, he's Macaulay's little brother, and he's done some movies. Igby Goes Down. So you got a really solid cast.
Yeah, and Ray's manager, she calls me one night completely choked up and says, I just saw this. This is unbelievable. This is an amazing movie. Yeah. I was like, okay, thank you. We're
is
on
this
something now.
No, it's Iowa.
That's right.
Wasn't that his line?
Yeah. Have a catch and all that.
Right, and he comes out of the corner. Is this heaven? No, it's Iowa. I think that's what it was, something like that. And the movie is Chasing 3000. And if you go on Amazon, you look up your name or Chasing 3000, what's the easiest way to do it?
Yeah, just Chasing 3000.
Great.
It will pop right up.
Now, I'm always curious, what does it cost to make a movie like this? Yeah, not to the penny, but just give me a ballpark. What do you have to do to make a movie like this?
Well, it should have cost about $25 million. However, we were never anywhere near that. I mean, we continued raising money throughout the whole process, just trying to get it done, finished, and we spent just under $2 million on it, but you watch it and you'll think it's a large Disney-type movie. It has that kind of production value and scope to it.
Terrific. Yeah. Ryan, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you have a few we're going to give away. You're going to leave us with a couple?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to give a couple of these away this morning, so we'll think of a good trivia question. So think of Clemente. And I'll think of a good trivia question. We'll give a couple away. Ryan, thanks so much, and congratulations.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, right on.
Go Giants.
Chasing 3000.